You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys!
Hey everybody!
What's up?
Welcome back to Glowing Up.
I'm so excited to be back here.
Episode 4, but this is kind of the most important episode to date because this is the first episode we are recording since we've launched.
And the response has been so overwhelming.
I feel so good. I love everyone who's listening and interacting with us.
It's like I've never had a sister before, but now I feel like I have a lot of sisters out there that are gonna glow with us.
I know.
Like, it's really exciting.
This has gone from like us doing a podcast together to like us literally talking to a group of girlfriends. Like,
who have the same interests as us and aren't ashamed of being as girly as possible and just giving into these girly desires.
Yeah, and I just feel
sexual.
I like instantly feel so much more comfortable because I truly feel like we are talking to our friends. Like, it's not listeners, it's like a group of friends that like we're just like all girlfriends and like we have sleepovers and like
and we have sleepovers and we talk about makeup and we all need each other.
I know.
Like, no woman is an island, okay? No. I'm not going to learn how to properly overline my lips by being alone and not doing this podcast. I need my sisters out there.
I know. And like the tips we've gotten and just the questions.
We've gotten some great tips.
I know.
And the email has been fucking We did get one email about my use of the F word, so I'm gonna try to watch that.
No, we don't even need to draw attention. I mean, it's too late.
Email has been fucking lit. I'm not gonna lie, it's been amazing.
There are so many emails, and I feel bad because we haven't had a chance to respond to everyone yet, but we've been responding to some, and some we're like holding on to talk about on the podcast.
Yes.
And we just, like, people are getting it. That to me is the best feeling when people are literally writing in like, yes, beauty was like makeup and diet and exercise was something like I've kind of felt embarrassed to talk about.
Exactly.
But like, why can't we just embrace it? Who cares that I want to know what the Kardashians eat? Like, let's just talk about it. And I feel like people are just on board and getting it. And to me, that
we've locked into something.
Yes.
And it feels really powerful.
Yeah.
It feels very like Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, the female spirit.
Yes.
Stop me if I'm sounding crazy.
Never. And just a reminder that our email is glowinguppodcast@gmail.com. Oh, no, it's glowinguppod.
Nice.
Oh.
Woo!
I mean, if someone cut out right there and didn't hear me correct it, that would be bad.
That could have been an international incident.
Yes. So it's our email is glowinguppod@gmail.com. Mm.
And
our Instagram is glowinguppodcast.
Yes.
Sorry if this is already, we've already made it a confusing mess, but people are getting it. And then our Facebook group.
Our brand new, not to you guys if you're listening, but to us, our brand new Facebook group is just Glowing Up. Search Glowing Up on Facebook.
That's what I was going to ask you is what's the easiest way to find the Facebook? Because
anyone can find it, I believe. If you search Glowing Up, it'll come up and it's glowing up and there's two little glittery emojis.
On the ends
of it. Mm-hmm. And the icon for it is the same as the art, the podcast art.
I wish that
anyone can find it, and you just have to, it's a private Facebook group, but obviously everyone is, will be approved.
Yeah.
But it just makes it a fun kind of private community, and people are sharing tips and posting products. We already had a NYX favorite product thread.
The other thing too is about it being closed is that people on your timeline won't see, people won't see what you're talking about in our group on their timeline.
That's
like, this
right.
is private, so you can ask embarrassing questions if you want to. And it's just like a safe space for us to all go on our journey to glow up.
It's a total safe, judgment-free glow up space.
And I'm using it too to post questions for people.
Oh my God. And we've already been getting you.
Yeah.
Esther posted a great question asking about, you know, what foods to eat for the best skin.
Yeah, which and I got such a good response. And I do feel like this podcast isn't just about us talking about what we know. It's like about learning from you guys and having it be this big conversation and us all sharing our tips together. Like, no more are the days of like, these are my beauty secrets and I keep them to myself. Oh, like, that is so outdated. Like, to me, if that is your vibe, like, you must be like,
that's like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, it's like,
no one's scrooging here, okay?
No. To me,
glowing.
Yes, it's like, this is what's fun. It's like stress relieving to talk about. I have no shame about, and also another email that we got that was like, you know, sometimes it's embarrassing because it's like, am I stupid or dumb because I want to talk about makeup? Like, absolutely not. This doesn't make me a ditz that I like makeup and I like to talk about it. It's just a fun hobby and passion.
It's just sad because some people think that it's ditzy or vain to be focused on your self-care and looking and feeling your best. But then when you kind of ignore that area of yourself evolving, you kind of like miss out on a lot of things. And then you're like asking your friends, you feel behind. You're like, wait, you know, I use toner. I have to use toner. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Or there's like the stigma that like, because you wear makeup, you must not be pretty without makeup, which to me, that is the worst of all, because there couldn't be farther from the truth. To be clear, no one needs makeup.
No.
Like, everyone is just as pretty without makeup. Like, makeup is just a fun thing to
self-expression.
Yes.
It's art.
Yeah.
My eyeshadow brush is like Van Gogh's paintbrush, okay? And I just like take it to my damn face and make a little starry night. I mean, I will say, ever since I like took a greater interest in self-care and like learning how to make my body feel and look good, my skin and just how I look, like waking up in the morning, I've never felt better. I've never felt better about the way I look.
Yes. That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And this is all from the sisterhood and getting secrets from other people, sharing secrets. I mean, my hours wasted on Makeup Addict, Reddit, or whatever.
I know.
I'm not going to put them to waste.
No.
I'm putting them back in the collective hive mind.
And now that we have that like safe space for our Facebook group for glowing up, like I just feel so much. I sleep at night so much better knowing that you're all out there.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's just beautiful. I don't care how corny it sounds.
I know.
We
love ourselves. We love you.
We love each other.
I'm glowing.
Just want to glow all over you guys. Have you glow all over me? It's so much goodness. So much good stuff. Emotional. I'm crying. Sorry to say.
Should we dive into some of these crazy things we have to talk about
today? We have a lot of crazy things to talk about.
Okay.
I think we both know the first thing we have to talk about. Do we?
What is it?
What's like your most high priority?
Well, are you talking about
our incident?
Yes.
I think we have to.
Okay. I'll start.
Please.
Or should you?
You have to start. Tell me about the events that led up to the cataclysmic watershed event.
Okay. So the last episode of Glowing Up, episode 3, Caroline had talked about how she went to Barry's boot camp and like it changed her life. She had this transformation. Like she was instantly glowy. And I was listening to her and I have not done a hard workout. And I'm sure as you heard on last week's episode, I was like, okay, like, you know, I'm proud of your word. I don't remember what I said, but I know what I was feeling, which was like, that's so cool that she did that. That's not for me.
But you were like, I want to try to do one yoga class over the next 6 months. That's or something yeah, was the spirit of what you were saying. Maybe one, make it to one Hatha yoga class over in the next moon cycle.
So that's the recap of what happened.
And I left that recording being like, okay, Barry's boot camp is basically impossible. I dread it, but I want to go back, you know, again sometime in the next like couple weeks.
Gotcha. Okay. So your story stayed the same.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know when the idea first began, but I was like, I think it was like right before the podcast was about to launch and I was getting so excited about it. And I was like, what if I do something crazy? Between now and our next recording, I fucking go to a Barry's boot camp class and I see for what it is for myself. And I surprise Caroline on the podcast and tell her that because I thought it would be this big twist, this big shock.
Oh, like, huge. You wild her this one, Esther.
Like, I was like, this is so cool. Like, it's going to be good. Because I have heard about berries. Like, you are not the first person to introduce me to it. Like, I remember hearing 8 years ago Kim Kardashian talk
about it.
That's right. And I've heard other people talk just like it's this really high intensity, hard workout. And I've always been afraid of it. But something came over me. Literally, it was this podcast, like this. The spirit of this podcast came over me, and I...
Which is so beautiful,
yes,
let me say.
Thank you.
Like, I never... If someone told me and you 6 months ago that we'd be... That Barry's boot camp would be on our mind, like,
no.
I would not have believed it.
The water would spew from my mouth all over you.
I would have slapped that person across the fucking face and said, don't even come at me with that nonsense again. But now look at us.
So... Lo and behold, I went home for the 4th of July for our launch, and I did a lot of high intensity walking with
Damn
my mom
straight,
and dad
girl.
To prepare.
Get that heart rate up.
I landed in Los Angeles Wednesday night at 10.
That's right.
And then I woke up the next morning at 6 a.m. and I fucking went to the 7 a.m. Barry's boot camp class. I was so excited. I like was wanting to text Caroline so bad, but I held it in. Because I'm like, the surprise on the podcast is going to be worth it. And then I turn my head.
And who was there?
Caroline.
Your girl, Caroline. Now, just from my perspective,
yes.
As I may have mentioned, Barry's now has become in the days leading up to a reserved Barry's class for me, it's dread, anticipation, fear, canceling the class, rescheduling it. I mean, it's so much fear. So hauling my ass to that 7 a.m., I was like on autopilot. I was full of fear, anxiety. Was checking in, looked up, saw Esther's bright, shining face being like, hi! I had a lot of energy. It was honestly scary at first. I'm not going to lie. It was terrifying. I thought I was tripping out or hallucinating.
You looked like a shell of who you were.
Oh, no. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
I was so scared. At first, I was like, how did you know that I was going to be here? And you're like, bitch, no, this is a coincidence.
I had no idea. I was shocked too. I was so surprised. Like, why did you go to the super early class? Is that just your
girl? I cannot wake up and know I have a Barry's coming up. I have to get up and just like haul my ass there.
Autopilot there. Yeah.
Autopilot.
That's what I'm learning about myself too, is like, I have to be so tired that I don't, my
Even
body,
realize.
My mind isn't registering what's about to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I need to figure out how to not be so scared of it. It's just a fucking workout, but it honestly feels like you're like being led to the firing squad or something.
Yeah, it is scary. So you reserve it a few days in advance?
Thursday is abs day. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't need bigger shoulders, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to work those abs right now.
I'm not into the chest workout of it all.
No, I don't really need my pecs are.
How did you feel about your second class?
I didn't feel, I feel like I need to push through or something. Like I didn't feel as glowy afterward. I feel amazing when I finish one, just in pure accomplishment. But I still haven't pushed through my plateaus. Like I still can't run faster. Then like at 9 is like my absolute.
Oh, I could
or, like,
never
an
even.
Eight,
I've never even touched a 9.0.
Or like an 8 is like really my max, and that's like the warm up for people. Like I need to figure out how to push through to like they weren't they at like 15 at some points.
It's crazy. I did not go past 7.5, I think, and talking about like the speed on the treadmill, and I don't think I could. But
she shouts out different numbers throughout the running sections, and it really starts at a 4, 5, 6. And you're maxing out and you're doing your sprints at like I swear to God, she was saying like 15 at some points.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or 13
I mean,
or something.
I don't have long legs or fast legs. I also hate sprinting. I think I would rather jog slow for an hour than sprint for 2 minutes. Like, I hate it so much.
It's so hard.
I will say though, I didn't feel pressure to go super fast because in my head, I'm like, bitch, I'm here. I'm on this treadmill and I am moving.
It's a victory
and that
in itself.
That's more than enough.
Huge victory. Yeah, for the jog, I mean, I was keeping it pretty chill at 7 and 8 the whole time, too.
Yeah.
I try to do a couple of sprints, but I want to push through and I want to become a better runner.
Yeah.
It's like a cardio thing for me. I mean, I don't have the endurance. It's, like, sad.
Right. That's another inspiring thing about it is, like, I want to be stronger. Now, are you drinking from a McDonald's cup?
That's my glow down.
And
we're going to talk about it later.
Spoiler.
I'm drinking from a large McDonald's cup. We can move right into that, honestly.
Okay.
Well, let's just wrap up Aries.
I do want to give my, like, quick
review.
Please.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, I really liked it. I thought it was, like, a good vibe and a good spirit and, like, good hard workout. However, I don't think there's anything revolutionary about that class. You're just on a treadmill and doing, like, the basic things that people do at the gym. For me, like, I'm looking for more of, like, a, I don't know, I like bar-type classes or, like, more specific targeted workouts. I just felt like, I also don't think the teachers give you enough attention.
Oh, my God. She couldn't be less concerned with what you're doing. I mean, there were people that looked like they were, like, walking or, like, dying on the treadmills, and she's just, like, in her own world.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because they split up people on the treadmills and the floor, and she's constantly shouting advice for floor and treadmill.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
And it's so confusing. And she's like, floor, you're moving up to 10. Treadmills, you're moving down to 6. Floor in 5 seconds. Treadmill in 15 seconds. We're moving.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, constantly being shouted at stuff, and I'm missing workouts. I mean, for me, it's revolutionary in the fact that I'm being pushed to my limit for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I can go to 100 bar classes, but sometimes, I don't know, I just feel like I've plateaued with a lot of other workouts.
Totally.
But I feel like I'm being pushed to my limits. I'm dripping with sweat.
This is a great point.
I am not dripping with sweat in other workouts. And I mean, I work out and do bar classes and do Pilates religiously, but this has, like, been a breakthrough for me in terms of realizing how good cardio is for my overall glow.
Yes.
And forced high interval.
That's
high intensity cardio.
I mean, that is huge. Like, that's the thing is I'm kind of trying to undercut that, but that's huge is like and I say all this of like, oh, it's the basic gym stuff, but I will never in my life go to a gym and do interval treadmill or floor work on my own. I just won't.
So there just won't.
Like, but there are people who can just do that on their own. And I would say, like, if you can,
that's what you
do that and don't waste your time with Berries.
And if you're at home listening and I don't live near a Berries
right.
boot camp, I mean, look up a video or look up what Berries Bootcamp is, and as best you can, try to replicate it with your friends.
It really is, like, very simple.
It's even do at home.
Like, it's very straightforward gym stuff. I tend to, like, I hope that I'm never a gym member in my life again. I'm, like, so over the gym. I think for me, it's, like, all about classes and walking and.
I love classes. I love walking. I love hiking. I love hiking and being outside.
The culture of gyms, I just don't like it.
I really romanticize it, actually.
What?
I swear to God I want to become someone, because I feel so dependent on ClassPass, having to schlep my ass to, like, all these different random classes, and half the time, I'm sorry to say, like, you're, like, don't know what teacher you're getting, and you're like, oh, fuck, I got a bad teacher. But I want to become the girl that can go to a gym, like, 3 or 4 times a week and give myself a good workout. I mean, I know, like, yoga and Pilates are so important to me. I'll never, ever, ever abandon those kind of workouts that you can't get in a gym.
Right.
But I want to be the person that knows how to give herself, like, 30 minutes of good cardio without getting bored. And weight training. Like, I want to know how to weight train. I think it's important.
It sounds like you're someone that wants to be able to do what you do at Berries on your own.
Exactly. And I don't know if I'm going to become that person, but I'm trying.
You could. I mean, if you're romanticizing it and aspiring to it, I think you totally can.
I mean, my
mom
will tell me about in the 80s in LA at that West Hollywood 24-hour fitness. My mom was like a 00 and would work out for like 2 hours at the gym.
Oh my God.
I know. And she's like, you don't need all these classes. Like, all you have to do is, like, figure out how to work out. My mom is such a bitch.
Cause she's so right though. Like,
she's so right. She's so right.
But I do stand by, like, for me where I'm at now, gym culture, like, I just don't like it. I don't like the competitive nature of it. I also worked at Equinox for 2 years.
Oh my God,
and I think that,
I,
like, just
that
made me.
Oh, that, you're all fucked up.
Yeah, I have
that.
Trauma.
Yeah,
we've
got to work through some of that.
Yeah.
We're up against some, like, heavy emotional scarring.
That's exactly
There's
right.
There's some layers here. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, we're going to need to dig deep in your psyche. We can't even touch this right now.
No,
It's like hours of emotional.
This is a new podcast.
It's like a new podcast.
A spinoff of Glowing Up is just Esther.
The trauma that has led us to this point. Wow. Okay. I mean, it was huge. Running into you at 7 a.m. was one of the highlights of my life. It was crazy.
No, it felt like,
because
we had just launched. I hadn't seen you since we launched.
We had yes.
So there was so much magic in the air. It was like
it
a glowing up miracle.
It was a glowing up miracle. It was a miracle. It was so beautiful. Anyway.
Yeah. Even though you were so rattled and scared.
I was very scared. I was just scared. I was very scared. Ugh. I thought it was dreaming. Like, I didn't know if it was real.
Yeah,
awesome.
you looked
It was like,
interesting. Like a zombie.
I was like zombied out.
No, I was also scared too, a little bit.
No, you were smiling really big. You were like so happy. You're like, Caroline! I was like, no, no! And I was also like, I'm always so rattled there. I'm like asking them weird questions at the desk. Cause I'm so like, confused what? And lost. Like she was like, you're floor 15. And I didn't realize that they split everything up into, I thought everyone starts on the treadmill and then moves.
That's what I thought.
But they stagger it now. They're just trying to fucking jam that class
full.
Oh,
was it not like that the time you?
No. When I went, it was like pretty clearly treadmill, floor, treadmill, you know, da 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 da. There was a group of people that were all floor. Whatever. We're getting into the nitty gritty here.
It's too confusing.
Let's just move on. I'm confusing myself.
I will say one other thing is that I introduced myself to the instructor before the class started.
You're so crazy.
And she, like, I truly felt like, it was the height of Elvis's career, and I was like a busboy walking up to Elvis Presley, introducing myself, and it was like, he was looking at me like, what are you
doing?
They're
really drinking the Kool-Aid at Barry's. They have like their own like fitness wear line that is, everything is like Barry's in big letters. They're very into it.
Yeah, it was, I definitely felt as small as I ever could have trying to talk to that instructor.
But at the end, she did give you a shout out.
Yeah.
She's like, everyone, give it up for Esther. It was her first class.
But did you, there was also one point in the class where she was like, I think she like...
Oh, she was hovering over you. Actually, this is all flashing back. She was hovering over you. I feel like in... Was it like in the sit-up section? She was like, come on.
Yeah.
Sit up fully or something.
There was some sort of like, come on, Esther.
Yeah. She's like, come on. Come on, Esther. You got this.
Anyways. Okay. That was our big fitness...
That was big.
...movement.
Yeah. That was huge. But...
Where do we go next from here? I feel like we teased...
You called out my McDonald's cup, so I do feel the need to glow down and talk about it.
Okay.
I don't have any last week I was feeling really hot on myself, feeling really glowy.
Mm-hmm.
This week I don't quite feel like that, and I'm glowing down every minute. I'm holding a large McDonald's cup. This is my summer glow down tip. So watch out, because I'm going to turn this frown upside fucking down. This is not a soda or anything. You hear that?
Yeah.
The sweet sound. It's an unsweetened iced tea. And so it's a dollar over the summer. All sizes of McDonald's are a dollar. And it's all unsweetened iced tea, which is a lot. This is like 100 ounces. I don't know. But I do an inch. I know that's kind of like not scientific, but an inch of the sweetened iced tea at the top.
Oh.
So it's like it almost like tastes like, do you want to try?
Not right now. I might just go get it after.
Should I just, like, shake it again? okay. I'm feeling denied. So, Esther didn't want to try
it.
That's okay.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. Can you tell me what you say? Like, I need to know the exact
your ideal situation
that you deliver
first
to
of all,
the
never drive through because you're not gonna get the you're not gonna get the situation you want with the drive through. They're like busy. They're fucking like turning over chicken nuggets. And if you're like, hi, can I have like a da 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 iced tea with like an inch of thing? They're just gonna be like, girl, you're crazy.
Okay.
So the ideal situation is you walk into McDonald's and they have the iced tea near the soda, and you can just do it yourself.
Oh.
But the McDonald's I went to just now, which I assume you will be going to after. It's down the street. It's behind the counter. And the guy was really nice. I just said, can I get an unsweetened, do you guys have unsweetened iced tea? You know, you asked. Sometimes they don't have it. They do. Say, great. Can I get a large? Whatever size you want. But why wouldn't you get a large? It's a dollar for every size.
Yes.
Fill it up with unsweetened, an inch of sweetened at the top. And it's so good. I mean, it's kind of glow down, but it's.
I don't think this is a glow down.
It's kind of great, right?
But
the one bad thing is you do have to rock a giant McDonald's cup and. Yeah, I mean, you might get judgment from your friends and family, but
I actually like
once you
that.
Share it with them, it's a hot tip.
That's so beautiful. And I personally don't qualify that as a glow down. I think it's kind of glow up because you're getting like that McDonald's experience,
exactly.
But without truly glowing down.
Exactly. And on sweetener, it's a black iced tea. Like it's strong.
Are you getting like a good caffeine buzz?
Oh my God. I'm jacked up right now.
Oh, that's great.
My nipples are hard. My pupils are dilated. Like I'm losing my mind over here.
I can't believe this is happening. We have another glow down coincidence, a glowing up glow down coincidence. My glow down this week is also a McDonald's related glow down.
I
know.
I'm freaking out.
I've been freaking out this whole time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I think I saw it. Did you post about it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Okay.
Because this is I'm very passionate about the subject.
Yes. Wait, glow down or?
Just go ahead. Okay. I think I know what you're about to talk about.
Okay. So I think on last week's episode or As you guys probably know by now, I'm really trying to cut back and down completely on dairy. And I would say cut dairy out and cut sugar down. And I've been doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
But then I went.
Huge hit to the dairy industry.
Yes.
Esther loves the dairy.
Cows are unemployed left and right. So I went home and my parents revealed to me that they're on a McDonald's cone, vanilla cone kick, because for the summer at specific locations, the cones are on sale for 50 cents.
What?
Yeah. So
that is not every location.
That is not.
And of course, the flip side to this is it's a big thing on social media that the machines at a lot of McDonald's are broken.
Oh,
that's like a common thing.
Well, the machine had to be refilled while I was there. So, and my parents said that has happened to them several times. So I don't know if you guys know this about me. Soft serve ice cream is my fucking favorite.
Fucking favorite.
Dessert
Same.
Of all time. Same. And I have such an emotional connection to drive-thrus and to McDonald's. And like, so the vibe that I could get,
She's a child of the Midwest.
Yes.
She's an American girl.
Yes.
What do you want?
I'm an American girl. So I like pie. I like ice cream. I like cheeseburgers.
Okay. So shoot her. She likes it.
I like to glow down. So I was like, okay, I haven't had dairy in a long time, but this is a fucking 50 cent ice cream.
And McDonald's ice cream, I'm sorry to say, is the best.
It tastes like whipped cream.
It's
best way.
It's 100 calories. It's some weird witchcraft.
Yeah.
Was happening in that cone.
So my glow down this week is just that, like, I had several of those, but I actually decided I changed now. Oh, so they discontinuned the chocolate dip at McDonald's,
which has been discontinued for I think a while.
Yeah,
so, and I didn't realize until like recently as well.
Yeah, that was like the best dessert ever, but it's probably for the better. I don't know, but I'm whatever. So I now get it instead of the cone because I'm like not a cone person. I'm more of a cup person, so I get it. Nice. I just ask for the with no cone and I get it in the cup. 50 cents, like
amazing.
Yeah,
it's I.
It's a glow down value.
It's a glow down value.
The glow down value menu is real.
You're getting more glow down for your buck. You're just glowing down more. I love soft serve. I love McDonald's soft serve. Like just thinking about it makes my mouth water so
much.
Yeah, I'm getting the wetness.
But I'm really going to try to not overdo it and just
everything in moderation, baby. Yeah. Like once in a while. I mean, trust me, when I was getting this about 30 minutes ago, my little cuppy cup.
Mm-hmm.
I was eyeing that cone. Eyeing
that menu.
Oh my God. It was $1.19 though. I did clock
the cone.
Price. Oh yeah. I clocked it exactly.
Little
and
did
I
you
was
know.
Like, that's a little pricey for me right now. I don't think I can quite afford that.
How little did you know how relevant that would be to today's podcast?
Oh my God. I passed a Wendy's today and I was like, should I get a Frosty? Like, it is also today as we record 105 degrees outside.
I also have a Wendy's specific tip that there was two summers ago where I was like really crazy on Periscope 24 hours a day. And I discovered my perfect Wendy's Frosty, which is 80% vanilla, 20% chocolate.
Oh my God. Esther.
And, yeah.
You're a genius. And you're a dessert genius.
Here's the thing. Here's the real secret is that what's what you're really shooting for is a 70-30 ratio, but you say 80-20 because then they always like give you a little more chocolate than you want, so you say 80-20. And
Esther, you're a sick genius.
I know,
you scare me sometimes. You scare me often, actually. You're full of wisdom on these dark subjects. You're like a dark wizard.
Thank you. But I'm so impressed by your McDonald's iced tea. I think it's
$1. So
I think
much
it's just
iced
a
tea.
Good value. And
oh yeah, and with a little sweet tea in there, it really tastes like the whole thing's a sweet tea.
I believe it.
It's so good. And I mean, we don't have to just like dig too deep into this, but let's say I want to go get a black iced tea and I go to like 7-Eleven or something. A little bottle of Pure Leaf or whatever you're going to get, it's like $2 or $3. Come on.
Not.
I'm not a fool. Don't play me like a fool. All right. We've talked so much about food and exercise. We've barely touched on makeup, skin, the things that really get the fire going in us.
I know. Do you want to?
Okay. So one of the questions we got a lot in the email is just like simple. What is your morning and evening skincare routine? It's such a simple question. Everyone's is different. I love hearing about other people's skincare routines and in as much gory detail as possible.
Yes.
And I think that everyone's skincare routine, like, you know, everyone needs different thing. Everyone's skin is different. And Esther and I, of course, are not licensed dermatologists. Not yet, at least. honestly. It's early in 2017, you never know what could happen. But I mean, if you have like severe skincare problems, I think that there's no substitute for seeing a dermatologist and getting like a professional diagnosis. But in the meantime, I really want to share my skincare routine. It means a lot to me. I've struggled with acne my whole life. I've been on Accutane multiple times. Like, if you have acne out there, I feel you. I've been there. It's like, gets me emotional to even think about. Acne is such a horrible, horrible thing to go through. But the thing, before I even go into the skincare routine, this was kind of brought up in the Facebook group. If you're out there and if you're a girl who has acne, I highly recommend talking to your doctor or dermatologist about spironolactone. It's an androgen blocking drug that basically, like, I don't really know that much about it, but it's any girl that has acne should go on spironolactone if it's safe and recommended by your doctor. It has like minimal side effects and it really helped my acne so much, and it's helped me manage it. It's just helped me manage it so well.
Is that a prescription drug or is it a
It's a prescription drug, and okay. It's technically for, I think, blood pressure, but then they discovered it helps women with acne.
I will say I have two girlfriends that have told me that they have taken that.
Oh, it's a miracle drug. And I've heard some people say, oh, like it causes spotting or some stuff like that. But I've really never had a problem with it. And it really helped. So, of course, that just has to be said. And I saw it brought up in the Facebook group. So I want to give it a shout out. So my skincare routine is this. In the morning when I wake up, I do not cleanse. I tone. I tone. Okay. Esther's laughing at me. I'm getting really into this.
Well, no, my big thing is that I don't cleanse in the morning either, but I also don't tone, I'm learning.
And before I even go in, I have a couple more pre things to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spent a lot of time researching like Korean beauty skincare, and there's some like amazing exhaustive Reddit posts where people go into their like 12 step routine and it's based on their skin pH. And I'm not going to lie, that stuff is really intriguing to me. I'm not quite there yet. I don't know my skin pH. I don't have my skin type like diagnosed, but I just know I'm like pretty oily. I'm a pretty oily skin, somewhat combination, and I'm acne prone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take it for what you will.
I do feel like Korean skincare is kind of one of my weaknesses and one of your strengths.
I don't know much about it, but I did learn about toning in the morning from perusing Korean skincare Reddits.
And what did they say? Like, what?
Well, one girl recommended this, like, power user in the Korean skincare community recommended this crazy toner that she said she uses every morning. And I use it now too. It's called Do You Original. That brand name is weird, but I got it from Sephora.com. And it's soy milk ferment. Essence Skin is what it's called. It's like made out of fermented soy milk or something.
So it's not like a micellar water.
No, I do love micellar waters. I will be going into those in a second.
Woo.
So I got this toner and I was like, okay, this is my Kickstarter to toning in the morning. And it really made it. I love toning in the morning. And you do it over your skin. It feels so nice. And you get all that gunk off your skin from the night. So this toner is a little expensive and it's really cool. It's like layered and you shake it. So
what are you putting it on to apply to your face?
A cotton pad. Okay. A cotton round cotton pad, okay. Not a cotton ball. So to sup, because this is a little expensive, I'm like, I cannot afford this $30 toner like every six. It's kind of crazy. A lot of you probably know Thayer's Natural Toner. They have it at Target and it's witch's hazel and it's alcohol free and I have it in the rose petal scent. I am obsessed with rose scent. I like love rose everything. It's so rose. I love rose. Rose water ice cream. I'm half Persian. I think it's partially that. But Thayer's is great. It smells amazing. It's alcohol free. It's witch hazel. I mean, people say witch hazel is good for you. So whatever. That's what I tone with in the morning.
I have used the witch hazel Thayer's like individual pads. Like they come in like little towelettes.
Yes, yes.
Which I really like those. But then I started to feel like they were too dry. Drying for my skin. That's I also true, have to interject. Yeah. I do not like rose. I have.
Wow, you're so white right now.
It's just, I sometimes feel like people overdo it with rose and it's
totally.
Just not my preference.
Well, it's kind of trending right now, I think. Mm. Millennial pink, rose, da 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 da. And sometimes you'll smell something and it's like, whoa, that's a lot of rose.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like pretty into it. Rose and gardenia and jasmine are like my three scents and they just make me like just gooey and ooey and like juicy inside.
I will say one of our listeners wrote in about, for my dry skin, the rose glycerin, like rose water spray, which
I love that stuff.
I really want to get that because I feel like a glycerin spray is going to be really good for my dry skin.
I really believe in a rose, the one in the pink bottle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I use that stuff all the time. It's so nice. I spray it all over my body in the
summer. Do you have the rose water or the rose glycerin?
I have the rose water.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted. I want you to
No, please keep interrupting. It's good. It's a dialogue. We need to have that. Okay, it's healthy. Otherwise, it'll turn into like a crazy monologue. I'm going to start like really getting into it.
Can I just say though, this, your skincare routine already, like,
is it too much?
I'm drooling. It's so good.
Well, I'm like,
I'm learning so much about you.
Oh, no, this is good. This is really good for us.
I needed this. After the Equinox gym trauma, like,
trauma.
This is,
I know. This is hopefully helping you get through some of that. Also, like, feel free to like move me along if I'm taking too long.
Oh,
just
never.
Off.
I could never.
Okay, so I tone in the morning, and the thing that I can say that I do after toning that has honestly helped my skin more than anything ever in my life are serums and loading up on serum in the morning. And this was a reason, this is within the last year that I've gotten into the serum game. Esther knows I'm like big on them. And serums have changed the texture of my skin, made my skin so glowy, so moisturized. Oh, like, I feel like I'm preventing wrinkles.
Ah!
I feel like I'm, and the serums are a little oily. They're not like a real true oil, but as a lot of girls out there with oily skin might know, you do not want to be stripping oils from your face. The reason that you sometimes are overproducing sebum is because you're harshly drying the oil from your face. Sometimes adding an oil to your routine is just this thing your oily skin needs, and your skin,
yes,
doesn't then overproduce oil.
And I literally created the exact opposite situation for myself. When I first moved out here, my skin got super dry, and I would like slather on coconut oil every single night. And at first it was amazing. And then suddenly my skin became even drier.
How many years ago was this?
This was like
Girl, props for being on that coconut oil game 4 to 5 years ago.
Oh, it was probably Esther. Oh, yes.
Oh my God, Esther.
Woo!
Yes.
I am in it to win it. Yeah.
This is not a game.
This podcast is not just a random happening.
No, Esther.
But when I took the coconut oil away, like, my skin got less dry because I was giving my skin too much oil and moisture that it completely stopped producing it.
It's a fine line, but I do believe everyone needs a little oil.
Yes.
So, the serums I use and I combine two, they're a little pricey, and I want to find less pricey serums, but I use the Aesop. If you don't know Aesop, it's a really amazing Australian company, and everything like smells very fresh and natural. I have heard some people like kind of trash Aesop. I thought it was like the most amazing natural stuff, but I've had some girls be like, oh no, it's not that good.
I
don't know. I've heard it's like not that natural, but whatever.
It's not. I think their thing is that they like are half natural, but combined with like science.
Okay. I don't know that much about it, but the two serums I use the Lucent Facial Concentrate, which is just your classic vitamin C serum.
Ooh.
And it has rose petal is one of the things listed on it. But it's kind of your classic vitamin C, and I mix that with their parsley seed antioxidant serum, which is antioxidants, you know, fights free radicals. That's more of like an environmental protectant from the stresses of the day, the smog, whatever you're going to face out there. And the vitamin C is more for rapid cellular turnover that helps you with, if you have acne scars or just kind of surface things on your skin, vitamin C just helps with cellular turnover. And it's kind of like a bit of an exfoliant, I want to say. I don't know. But vitamin C is good for that. And I don't know if everyone needs two serums that they should mix, but I do think that the most important thing is the vitamin C serum.
I could not
agree more. The antioxidant is like, I think you could do without it, but vitamin C serums. And I've seen a lot of Reddit threads where people are going in on vitamin C serums and recommending ones that are like under $10. Oh yeah. I've seen some crazy shit on Reddit. So these serums, I think, were like, oh my God, I don't even want to know. They're like $60 or $70. That's not me. That's not who I am.
Same.
I'm an under $10 kind of girl. This was a little lapse for me, but they did totally change. They have changed my skin in general. Like serums are amazing. So that's under my sunscreen. Then you have to wait for that to dry. I have to give it like a good fiver. And then we do dedicated sunscreen.
Now, I want to just say that last summer when I got super into skincare and like watching as many videos on YouTube as possible, I felt like the overwhelming message was vitamin C serum.
100%.
I went and got the Drunk Elephant vitamin C serum, which is so expensive. It was like $85.
Too expensive. They're too expensive.
It's crazy how expensive it was. I think it lasted me 6 months. I just ran out of it.
Damn, queen.
I know.
Hit pan on that one.
I know. I finished a damn product.
That
it felt
huge.
So good. So I don't know. I kind of want to research this ASAP when you're talking about maybe Switch.
The Lucent is amazing. I will say it's very matte. It's not matte, but it doesn't dry oily. And I initially had it gotten in a sample and I was like really obsessed with it. It's just, it doesn't, the parsley one is a little more like sticky and shiny. Mm-hmm. So when I mix them, I always kind of have that little sticky shiny look. But if I'm not feeling the parsley one, I'll just do a Lucid and it dries very natural. There's no stickiness, no shininess.
I also think
it's
that Philosophy makes like a vitamin C, it's just the powder that is literally vitamin C. And that's a little bit more affordable and you can mix that into your moisturizer. Like, so you're directly.
If you're listening, everyone really needs to do a vitamin C serum.
I think so.
Any kind of vitamin C, it's so important.
And I think there are like DIY versions that, like, if you go online, you can look and probably just buy like an even cheaper, like, vitamin
right.
C powder and mix it in moisture. Like, I think there are easier ways to
and
go about
just
this.
Google Reddit vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
And you'll be entertained for hours and you'll find people that have one of the different price points that they recommend.
Yeah. And I think
this is not cost prohibitive at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. I think this is a good topic also for the Facebook group. We should like
Let's
talk
start
about this.
Right on that
yeah.
for sure. So I do want to talk about sunscreen really briefly. Sunscreen is
yes.
so important. I've been using sunscreen daily. This was something instilled in me by my Persian mom, who I just love her so much. She's so
I
smart.
I love her too.
So I have been using the First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair Pure Mineral Sunscreen, and it's 40 SPF. And I got it because at Sephora, they said it's non-comedogenic, which as my acne-prone ladies know, we always have to be checking that our products are non-comedogenic.
What does that mean?
Non-pore clogging. Mm. But if it doesn't say non-comedogenic on the bottle, it's not truly non-comedogenic. It has to say that.
Okay.
I just know that. I don't know why I know that. So that's good because it's not pore clogging and it's a strong SPF and it's mineral, which I mean, a lot of people go back and forth on the benefits between mineral and chemical sunscreen. I don't really know. But I've also used Neutrogena, I don't remember exactly what it's called, like the sheer Neutrogena.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great face sunscreen. Sometimes I use the La Roche-Posay that has that kind of shaky sound.
Oh,
it's more of like a liquid mineral.
I want to try that one.
That one I've used a lot. Right now I'm using my First Aid Beauty, but again, it's a little expensive. I mean, I think that Neutrogena Sheer Touch is just as good. I believe it's non-comedogenic as well, and it gives you that dry feeling. And sometimes if I have a little more time, I'll do a moisturizer
before the sunscreen.
But girl, I don't have all the time in the world. Sometimes I've just got to fucking speed through those steps.
My two sunscreens that I'm rotating right now
mm-hmm.
that I think because I've been trying so many, and I think these are my two tops right now, which is... This one's a very popular beauty blogger one, the Josie Maran face sunscreen.
Mm.
They sell it at Sephora. I think it's like SPF 47. And it's a physical sunscreen, not a chemical sunscreen. And then the Elta MD. This one might be my top choice. It's like SPF 42. And it goes on really moisturizing. And I think it's combination chemical and physical.
Mm.
So that one, Elta MD, is probably my
top. And a lot of people are loving the Glossier Invisible Shield.
I need to look into that because
a lot of people are really liking it.
I'm skeptical of the ingredients.
I think it's, I think the main draw of it from what I can tell is that it's like one of those sunscreens where you put it on and it's like, oh my God, it dries so smooth and you like don't feel it.
Right.
That kind of thing. Like almost like a primer finish or something.
That is obviously so ideal, but.
I'm just like, a lot of people have emailed us asking to talk about Glossier products and I can't, Esther, I think you are more of a Glossier head than me. I've just never gotten into it. I haven't used one Glossier product in my life.
Oh, wow.
So behind the curve on it. But I think it's so trendy. I think it's honestly exploiting young millennial girls who just like are a slave to good branding.
Yeah.
I do think that the products, like from what I can tell, everyone like loves them and I'm sure they're formulated really well. But to me, I don't know why I'm like this. I'm a contrarian at heart, but like really over the top, like branding.
Is a red flag.
It's a red flag for me. And it feels like it's a little manipulative of like really aesthetic oriented, like girls that
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, people love it. I'm not here to rain on their parade. I want to try some of the products.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
We'll talk about that on another.
I want to hear the rest of your skincare routine.
Okay. So that's the morning. I mean, if I have a lot of time, you know, sometimes I love sheet masks, but I really love our little under eye sheet paper masks. And I bought these ones on eBay that I saw recommended on Reddit that are so cheap, and they're on eBay. They're just called Collagen Eye Zone Masks by Purederm, P-U-R-E-D-E-R-M. They're so cheap. They're on eBay. Pop one under your eyes for 15 minutes, you're done. So that's just like a fun little fun thing. Okay. So now it's nighttime.
Okay.
So, of course, we want to cleanse. First, we have to remove our makeup. And I'm a hardcore micellar water devotee. I only use Bioderma, the French one.
Which color is the bottle? The pink bottle?
The pink one. Okay. And I have to say, I would love to hear what people think. I haven't used any of like the Garnier or like the American versions of the Bioderma. They might be the same, but I haven't used any of them, and I'm scared to buy one. I love the French one.
I feel the
so
same
cheap.
Way. Like I see the Garnier Fructis, whatever brand, micellar water at Walgreens, and I'm like,
tempted.
It seems too easy, you know?
It seems too easy.
Like, I want it to work out. I just haven't run out of my cellar that I'm using now is the Cogen Do Spa water, which is very pricey, but it's very good. On Alone Together when we were shooting, we used the blue, Bioderma bottle, which is the, like, I think it's new, I'm not sure, but it's like their moisturizing version of it, which I don't understand how, I didn't notice any difference, but I like both Bioderma and Cogen Do.
And I have yet to buy it from the U.S. I've always only bought it overseas, or when I have a friend that's going to Europe, I make them buy me big bottles of it because it is so much cheaper there. So I haven't gotten to the point where I've had to order it on Amazon, but I think it is a little pricey. But if you're blessed enough to live in France or Italy where it's a flowing, God bless.
Caroline,
thank your lucky stars.
You know, by the smile on my face right now, do you know what I want to bring up?
Our dream trip. Esther and I have a very real dream to just go to France for 24 hours, less than 24 hours. I can't even. I get like so emotional when I think about it. It's really real.
The dream plan that we came up with at one point
which
in our lives.
Which we should. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
It is basically, let me just explain it. It's to, ideally, you wake up, or I don't know the exact ideal to, I know that, I'm sorry guys, like I said, we're getting really worked
emotional.
Up. The ideal plan is that we would fly to Paris. We would arrive in Paris at about 7 a.m. Paris time.
Exactly.
And we'd get to, what is the place?
The best pharmacy in Paris is called City Pharma.
And I've never been to Paris.
I just got goosebumps even saying its name. It's this huge emporium of French, it's like French pharmacies are all amazing, but this one is the famous, most amazing one. It's huge. It's really low prices. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like,
and
it's so
been.
Much lower. Oh, I've been, girl. And it does get very crowded. I went at 8 a.m. You have to go when it opens. Okay. I'm honestly getting emotional. Just the chills thinking about it. It was the happiest day of my life. And I went, and the women, it's famous because the women who speak very little English, if you show them any, first of all, you should always go with a list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do your research and you know what you're getting.
Okay.
But if you show and you say, like, I went there and I was on Accutane at the time. I'll never forget it. And if you've taken Accutane, you know, it gives you the most chapped lips of all time. And I showed the women my chapped lips. And the whole thing is that whatever they show you, even if you've like never seen the product, you never heard of it, these women know. They're like, they are pharmacists.
Wow.
Oh yeah. These are not women that like work at Rite Aid. These women are experts. And I showed them my chapped lips. She points me to this little tub and it was expensive. It was like an expensive little tub of lip balm by the French brand Nuxe, N-U-X-E.
Oh my God. I think I have that.
It's like this honey colored, very like thick, pasty lip balm.
I have that balm. I love it.
And it changed my life. I had tried everything for my chapped lips with Accutane. And it changed everything.
It's like super pasty. It's
super
NUX,
pasty,
right?
NUX. Yeah, and it's called Rev de Mille.
Yes.
And it was like life changing. I remember being like, oh, I've never seen this brand. Should I listen to the women? I'll just get it. Like, who knows? And it was the best. It was so amazing. And I still use it. I use it every night. I still have a jar from 3 years ago that I use.
I'm obsessed with that product. Wait, so.
Okay, let's be through the rest of the night.
Wait, we didn't say the plan.
Oh my God. What's wrong with me?
So we show up. We get to this place right,
City Pharma, right when it opens, 8 a.m.
We go, we load up. Like, we have our, we brought empty suitcases and we fucking load up.
Load up. I'm buying like 4 giant jars of micellar water.
Oh, God,
yes. I'm giving it out for Christmas. Tons of stuff.
After we have spent maybe 4 to 6 hours buying skincare and all the products that we want from Paris, we go to a cafe nearby.
We have fuel after that.
We have a good meal. We have what do you get in Paris? A croissant. You know.
Café au lait.
Good, like, Spanish hearty meal. And then we get in a cab and we head straight to the airport and
turn right back around to Charles de Gaulle Airport, baby, CDG. We get right back on an Air France, back to LAX nonstop. And we land back and it's been 48 hours of madness and we're back at home with our new products.
We have thought about this trip a lot.
We've done a lot of research and it's harder than you'd think.
It's expensive.
It's more expensive. You'd think that, there and back flight in under 24 hours would be like cheap because who else wants to buy that? But it's like weirdly expensive. I think they're onto our game.
It's hard to arrive early morning in Paris from Los Angeles. That's a hard flight. We've also given a lot of consideration and thought to like, what is it going to feel like when we've just landed after this 12 hour long flight. Mm-hmm. We've just gotten all our dream products. We just ate a meal. Like, I've never been to Paris. Now we're here. We made it all the way here. Like, shouldn't we? I don't want to go back to the airport.
That was the big thing that brought that kind of tore us apart in the end on the trip is that Esther was really committed to the get there and turn right back around.
Yes.
Maybe like, Esther, I think you were willing to maybe go to like one museum or something, but you were you're not.
No, that was actually when we came to the compromise of having the meal.
That's right. That was the only compromise you were willing to make. And I, on the other hand, I'm a big, big Paris fan. I do speak a little conversational French, un peu de français. And I love Paris. I could spend weeks there. I would love to show Esther the city. Love to take you to honestly just like, really just the Louvre, like anything.
Can I say something? I would love that. I've never been. I would love to see Paris and
you can't.
Not for this trip.
This is a different trip. But I think for me, the thing that would be too heartbreaking is if we got there.
I hear you.
And we're sitting in the cafe. Yeah. I think it would be like, heartbreaking for me to leave.
I hear you. It's like you've come all this way.
And we're
Why are we turning around? It's really crazy.
I would maybe cry.
But to me, it's all about like the devotion that no, like
it's
we just wanted the products. I get it. I see both sides.
And of course, the other thing to keep in mind, like yes, the experience would be so fun, but once you do tabulate it all out with your round trip, French flight. And like, yes, you are saving a lot of money by going to City Pharma, but of course, there's no financial, like, once you run the numbers, there's no financial benefit to doing it this way. Like, you're only losing time and money. But the point is, that is one of our dreams. We will circle back to that.
Anyway.
We digress.
Our listeners needed to know about it just to know us.
Oh, it's a so big part funny of and it's so real. And we spent hours discussing, this is
we
not
really
like,
have.
Again, as I've said before, this is not a game. It's very real. Okay, wait.
Let's get back to your skincare routine. Sorry, everyone.
I'm going to race through this.
No need
to. So my cleanser, this is my favorite part of this whole, I've been really excited to share this. I use a Walmart brand cleanser, and I've used it for years, and I don't even know why I've become, I've researched it, I've never seen anyone talk about this cleanser. I don't even know, like, if it's, I know I could be using, like, anything better, but I love this cleanser, it works for me. So if you're acne prone, I do think that your cleanser should have some kind of low-grade salicylic or glycolic acid in it. And I use the Walmart version, Equate Beauty or whatever is their brand,
mm-hmm.
of, I think it's Clearasil? I don't even know. I've never even, like, used a Clearasil product in my life.
This is the generic
version. This is the generic Clearasil from Walmart. It's oil-free daily face wash with 2% salicylic acid. And it's so creamy. It has the most amazing smell, and it just makes my skin feel so clean. I'm sure that shit is full of parabens. I'm sure another thing that I've been fucking obsessed with recently is, like, do my skincare products have alcohol in them? Apparently that's what we should all be working towards is skincare products that don't have alcohol in them.
Oh, yeah.
But again, that's like leveling up. I'm not quite there yet. It's
Same.
A goal. It's a goal. But I love my Walmart cleanser. I buy it in bulk whenever I have like 5 bottles. I also at this point like have so many bottles of it, I can't not use it because I have so many to get through.
You're in too deep.
It's like a Faustian bargain where I'm like in too deep. I can't use anything else. I have so many bottles to go through. But it's like $3. I love that cleanser. I don't know why. I just love it. It's very creamy and it smells very good. That's a little glow down. But
why?
Well, no, it's not a glow down.
That's not
right.
a glow down.
No, but I don't know. You like see all these amazing cleansers at the store and I'm like, should I be like, I don't know, but that's my cleanser
because
and that's what it is.
It's whatever works for you and your skin. Like that's, we are all aiming to get the most affordable version of what works for us. That is like such a glow up.
So true.
Yeah.
I believe in affordability. Of course.
Yeah.
Cheap as hell. So then almost done here. So then the two things I want to talk about are exfoliation and masks. So, obviously, we should, not obviously, we should be exfoliating 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow.
And there's physical exfoliation, which is like your beads or your apricot shell scrub, which if you're listening to this podcast, of course, you know, I'm sure that the apricot scrub is not good for you
right.
and too harsh. I think that most physical exfoliants are a little harsh.
And I will say that microbeads, I think,
are
on their
the
way out. They're very bad for the environment.
They're illegal. But there are a lot of really good physical exfoliants that are like more natural. Like I know Aesop has one and they do feel good. That like gritty feeling, you just can't beat it.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll use like one of those if I have a sample from somewhere or something. But I think that the way to go is chemical exfoliation. And there's so many different ways you can do this. There's alpha hydroxy acid, AHAs and BHAs. I know those are like the two kinds of chemical exfoliants. And again, I'm not a scientist. You can find so much on this on Reddit is the place that I really go to for all my information. But I've seen so many girls have done so much research and a lot of people like the Stridex pads are apparently like a really good low cost, like AHA exfoliant. Like a lot of these ingredients that you'll find in your high end Sephora products are the same as in the drugstore.
Is that what those like Dr. Dennis Gross pads are?
That's all they are. It's a, that, I love those, but they're so expensive.
Yeah.
I've used them before and they're amazing two-step, I think like exfoliant. But I mean, whatever you find, you should just like do some research. What I use right now, I have this Kate Somerville exfoliate and I think it's a really simple like AHA and I use it in the shower. You scrub it on, you leave it for a minute and it tingles. I use it like once or twice a week, but sometimes I'll use the Dennis Gross pads. It's like whatever I have at my disposal.
Yeah.
I don't really think that it matters so much. I mean, I know Pixie at Target. I really want to do a segment on Pixie, which is another podcast, but I know they have like a glycolic wipe. And I think their products are all paraben-free, you know, no animal cruelty. So, I mean, like, there are so many amazing options all across the spectrum. Do some research. Chemical exfoliation is the way to go 2 or 3 times a week. I mean, it depends on your skin, but that works for me because I'm acne-prone.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps those dead skin cells off your face and they're not clogging your damn pores.
I also think, like, just to interject, because you mentioned, like, whatever sample you have around, this is such a good thing that we need to throw out there. Like,
oh, Sephora samples?
Yes. Well,
this is huge.
Well, I was going to say, like, whenever you're at the mall, go to like Nordstrom beauty counter and just be like, hey, can I have a sample? You know, sometimes they'll like be nasty and maybe
not. Pushy, be a nasty woman, ask for samples. And at Sephora, let it be known that any skincare product is fair game for a sample.
Yes.
You can ask and they will squeeze a skincare product into a little vial for you and it's a game changer. You can try anything.
That is huge. And I think that's so beneficial. It's beneficial to the company even because you're trying it instead of buying it and not liking it and returning it. You're getting a sample and
samples have brought me so much joy. They're an amazing way to try different products, learn about your skin, just become a glowier woman.
Yes.
Samples are huge.
Yeah.
And I also use this Japanese, there's this famous Japanese gel called Cure and it's apparently like the most popular face wash in Japan. And it's like you rub it on a dry face and it kind of balls up.
Mm-hmm.
And I made my aunt buy me a bottle in Japan when she was there. And I don't know if I like it, but apparently that's like an exfoliant too. If anyone out there knows anything about this gel, natural aqua gel Cure, I kind of love it. It makes my skin feel so soft. But I like don't know any other American girls that use it. But I like know it's really famous in Japan. But
ooh.
I still like, so that's the other exfoliant I use sometimes.
I would love for us to curate a list of like, if you're in Japan, if you're in Paris, like,
oh, I'm an expert on this. I'm at the point now where I've asked so many of my friends whenever they go to a different country, any of my friends go traveling internationally, I do an exhaustive research of what the big drugstores there are, what the big products are. Oh my God. I know everything. I know almost everything about every country. Like right now, my friend's in the Netherlands and he has a whole like list of shit he's bringing me.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm not kidding.
That is so cool.
I mean, some countries have more than others. Netherlands is a little low.
Wait, what do you know about Canada?
Canada is, I mean, Canada's just right across the border.
I know,
from us.
It's not exciting.
Like, and also in this era of globalization, like I was really excited because my friend was in the Netherlands. I was like, oh my God, he can get me these scrubbing wipes at Kiko, which is this Italian cosmetic standalone store. And I was like so excited because they have a lot in the Netherlands. But then I Googled it and there's a Kiko store in Hollywood. So I was like, okay, actually.
Did you go?
I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
I really want to go. We should go together. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's wrap it up. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm taking so long with
this. No, this is great. And I keep interrupting. And I know that some people like the interruptions and some people just want to hear skincare, whatever.
We need the interruptions.
We're getting to it.
So then just for masks, I love a clay mask. Love a drying clay mask. And I love all kinds of masks. I love a sheet mask. I think you got to switch it up. But for me, the most key thing for me is that drying clay mask for the skin. And the thing that I've always gone back to, I mean, I love Glam Glow. If I get a sample of that, I'm in heaven.
Yes.
I love all that stuff. The Queen Helene Mint Julep Mask. I've been using it since I was in middle school, and it's buy it at your local Rite Aid or your beauty supply store, and it's a minty smell, and it dries really nicely, and it's really good for acne sometimes. I use it as a spot treatment, but it is like, the same, it's like a clay drying, but not aggressively drying mask. And it's the same as Glam Glow. I mean, you know, Glam Glow's a little nicer, maybe, I don't know. But that's the one that I've gone back to. A bottle lasts forever. And I've used it for so long.
I have to try that.
You don't have acne prone skin.
But I love the black packaged Glam Glow because they have so many colors. But my favorite is the one that's the black package. So
Glam Glow really is amazing.
It is. It's great.
I love how
it says made in Hollywood on the little.
So classy. And then, you know, okay, this is actually the most important thing I almost forgot. And then, of course, after I cleanse, I told you about my exfoliation, my masks, retinols. I've been using a retinol forever. I mean, when you have acne skin, you get prescribed all these topicals, and I've been using retinol forever every night to prevent acne, now it's become such a huge hot button trending thing in skincare that you should use a retinol every night. It prevents against aging. It also helps with your like skin cell turnover. I mean, a lot of people really believe in using a retinol every night. I am one of them. I mean, my dad has like bad acne too. And so he'll get like, you know, mail order pharmacy when you like order stuff through the mail, and he'll get like a bunch of generic retinol tubes and he'll like give me some, and they take me so long to go through. But I use, I think it's like one of the lowest percentages. It's a 0.025%. And that's it's the gel kind. And after I cleanse, you know, if I didn't do exfoliation or mask that night or whatever, I just use no more than a pea size all over my whole face. And I think a lot of people say when you get used to retinol, it's really hard and your skin peels. Like, I don't think a retinol is for everyone. And if you're going to incorporate a retinol into your skincare, you should do adequate research on it.
Yeah, I am not. I've like done some research and I'm not completely ready. I have drier, sensitive skin, but I also hear so many great things. So I too need to like really hunker down.
I have like tough Persian skin, and I'm descended from camel dwelling, like desert women. And I just think my skin can take a lot.
So lucky.
But the retinol is really good for me and my acne and my smoothness and my wrinkles. And I love the retinol. Then the last thing I'm going to wrap it up is, I think after retinol, there's this whole thing where you're supposed to wait a long time until you moisturize. But it's like I do the retinol right before bed and I can't wait an hour. It's kind of annoying. So I'll try to, if I'm awake for long enough, because retinol is very drying and you do want to moisturize afterwards. But people say to wait a long time. I don't know. I'm curious to hear what people's thoughts on that are. But sometimes I'll do a light non-comedogenic moisturizer. Or I have really pure argan oil that my friend got me in Morocco. Very pure from a mountain woman. And I'll put a little bit of that on my face. And then that's it. That is my skincare routine.
That was beautiful.
I'm exhausted. I'm spent.
I unfortunately, we have to go now. And
I am sorry. I feel like I burned off half a podcast.
No, that's okay. I feel so bad that we had to kind of rush through the end of it. But we will have many more episodes to go
in depth, you're right.
More on the skincare routine. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Sorry if you got bored with me talking about my skincare routine.
Who could get bored listening to skincare? Like, that is the most asked question we've been getting.
It's true. It's true.
You guys, just a reminder, glowinguppod@gmail.com. Please email us your tips and your thoughts and questions
and anything
you have as a response to this podcast. And we really want to launch a new segment where we share tips from our listeners.
Yes.
So please send in anything you've got.
Anything.
And join our Facebook group, subscribe, write us a review, and rate us on iTunes. We are trying to grow into a glowing up nation, and we are so...
Baby, coast to coast, nationwide, we're in like
a planet. We are so grateful
Hola.
For you guys. This is
Bonjour.
Like our big friend group, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.